This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. House of Representatives on Monday formally delivered an article of impeachment to the Senate. It charges former President Donald Trump with inciting the deadly January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol building. The Senate trial of the former president, who was impeached for a second time in 4 years on January 13th, is to begin the week of February the 8th. Democrats and Republicans agreed to delay the start of the trial for 2 weeks to allow Trump to prepare his defense against the charge of incitement of insurrection and for the Senate to confirm President Joe Biden's cabinet appointees. If Trump is convicted, the Senate could bar him from holding office again. That's a move that would prevent him from running for president in 2024. Pentagon officials say thousands of U.S. National Guard troops in Washington, D.C. for the presidential inauguration will remain in place through mid-March due to ongoing threats. The officials did not offer specific information on the threats, saying the information came from the FBI, but Washington remains concerned about more possible violence after the January 6th attack on Congress and ahead of the impeachment trial of Trump beginning the week of February the 8th. Acting Army Secretary John Whitley said they had been briefed on possible risks with several upcoming events in Washington over the coming several weeks. The attack on the U.S. Capitol left 5 people dead. It has been labeled an insurrection. It led the Army to increase the number of National Guard troops deployed in Washington from a few hundred to 25,000 for the January 20th inauguration. About 7,000 are expected to stay through the end of January, and then the number will fall slowly to about 5,000 by mid-March. You can track this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.